Najib Razak is seen leaving court with a police escort. After losing his final appeal, Malaysia's former prime minister begins serving a 12-year prison sentence and must pay a $46 million fine. He had been found guilty in 2020 of illegally accepting $10 million from a former subsidiary of state investment fund, 1MDB. His departure from court was in stark contrast to his arrival earlier in the day.
First, I'd like to thank everyone for showing up and showing me your support. I have tried with all that I can, but everything I propose to the court is rejected.
His lawyers had attempted to postpone proceedings and even tried to have the chief judge removed, but failed. Malaysia's top court was unanimous, ruling Najib's defence was, quote, so inherently inconsistent and incredible that it failed to cast reasonable doubt on the prosecution's case. Lawyers say they have not ruled out seeking a review of the decision. Najib could also seek a pardon from the King.
Of course, we are very sad because we lost the appeal. I only say that we seek comfort and solace in the words of a great Indian jurist who said that the Almighty alone can dispense perfect justice.
Some supporters were visibly upset when the decision was announced. Analysts say the judgment will have political implications.
Not only Najib would have a sleepless night tonight, but the party to which he belonged, namely the UMNO party, would also have to ponder very carefully as to whether they would continue to align with him in terms of claiming innocence, or they would draw a clear line of demarcation between the party and him, such that, for example, the party would have a refreshed image.
The ruling will also make it more difficult for Najib to stage a political comeback.
He'll lose his parliamentary seat and won't be able to contest the next election. The damage to his reputation is severe. Not only was he the first prime minister to lose a general election in 2018, he's the first to be convicted.
Najib still faces several more trials linked to the looting of 1MDB. He has denied all charges. Florence Louis, Al Jazeera, Kuala Lumpur.